AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up, everyone? I'm Robin Dixon.
Robin Dixon.
Thank you for being here with us once again.
Yes.
We appreciate you as always.
As always.
That will never, ever, 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 ever change.
No. Our Reasonably Shadesters.
Yes.
We love them.
Love them so much.
Yeah. What's going on with you, Blue?
Oh, let's see. Shady moment.
Yes.
Of the week.
Yeah.
Just happened.
Yes, it did.
Like over an hour ago, a little bit.
It was very shady.
Yes. So, you know, as we've shared, sometimes when we record two episodes at a time. Okay. So this is the second one of our two episodes.
Do we need to tell them all of that? No, they don't need to know that.
No,
because the mystery remain mysterious.
Well, I think we said that in response to like sometimes we can't really address
certain things.
We can't address things in a timely manner.
Oh,
because,
right.
You know, just to explain that, like, sometimes we can't really address current events because
it ain't current no more.
Right. Exactly. So that's why. Anyway.
Okay.
But yeah. So while we were recording our previous episode, which you heard last week, we were like 11 minutes into the show. And we were like, you know, had good conversation, talked about just the response from my announcement that I was leaving and blah, 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 and all this. 14 minutes into the show.
Okay.
Yeah. And I looked down at our recorder and it was on zeros.
Yes.
All zeros.
Which is a panic.
Yes. And when that happens, that means it's not recording. So I realized that our memory card was full.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a whole frantic panic because it's really hard to like recreate what we've already talked about.
Right. So we didn't want to lose that.
Right.
Right.
We didn't want to lose it because when we talk, we're really talking, you know, it's just very organic. It's very natural.
Yeah.
It's really hard to recreate that. And so fortunately, I was able to check the card and see, like, first I thought, like, oh my gosh, we didn't get any of it.
Right. And but, I'm immediately like calling Taylor, who's our producer.
Right.
And he is like Mr. Fix-It with everything. And yes. I'm like, walk us through this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I found that we actually recorded 11 minutes of the show. Yeah. And then the card was full and it was stopped recording.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh my God, thank God. So at least we have these 11 minutes. We don't have to recreate what we already did
yes.
because it wouldn't have felt natural anymore.
No.
So we were able to like save that. We were able to clear the card off. I mean, it definitely pushed our schedule back a little bit. And Giselle's already like,
we gotta go.
So anyway, it was just like a big frantic moment. But I want to like shout out to Taylor
yeah.
because when you listen to the episode, you guys will never know that that happened.
No,
ever. Never. Like, Taylor is a magician.
Yes, when, he is.
I tell you, there's sometimes we might talk about something and we might be like, eh.
Take that out.
We need to take that out. and I'll you know, email Taylor and I'll be yeah. like, Taylor, can you find a part where Giselle says something really
Why is
inappropriate
always me?
And
Why?
Shady?
Why? It's always me. Probably, yes, always me. And yes. I'm like, take it out.
Right. Take it out, please. And yeah. he will take it out and it will sound like it never happened.
Yeah.
Never
Love
happened.
It. Thank
he actually
you,
did that one of our Patreon our recent one.
Yeah.
Remember it was the thing that I told you that we needed to take out because
yeah.
it, you know, wasn't really discussed or whatever.
We can so, you want to tell the people now?
No.
All right.
Nope. Anyway, so so when I listened to it, I was like, I mean,
Seamless.
Yeah. It was so crazy. I was like,
Taylor
wow.
is the bomb at what he does.
People, these production people, they don't get the credit because they're behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, and not just, you know, Taylor with the audio, but the crew that works on any television show.
Yeah.
They don't get the credit, but they work some magic.
And they work hard.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're yes. not working hard, you need to leave.
Yeah.
So okay.
that was my shady moment. It was very stressful. And Giselle is like looking at me like,
get it done.
Yes.
Okay, so my shady moment, I was washing my hair. I don't really do that often, but I was washing my hair
okay.
and in my house,
Wait, well,
myself.
You don't do it often because
like somebody else
because you
it.
Go to the hair
yeah.
salon.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
okay.
No, I just have dirty hair. That too. Anyway, I was washing my hair and it was drying up and my daughter, Grace, mm-hmm. calls me and she's like, I answer the phone. My hair is like curly and just like big.
Mm-hmm.
She answers the phone and she's like, "Woo, what is happening?" And she proceeds to tell me that my curl pattern ain't right.
Right.
And I'm like, first of all, how can you look at somebody and say that their God-given curl pattern is not right? That is just rude.
That is rude.
And shady.
Right.
And I was like, well, what do you mean? She was like, it just don't look right. And then she blamed it on me because she said, because I normally like have my hair like
straightened,
uh-huh. then I've totally ruined my curl pattern.
Yes.
And she's the curl pattern queen.
Right.
Clearly.
Right.
And I have a problem with it because God gave me my little curls.
Right.
Leave me alone.
So how do you feel about your curls?
So she's going to come when she comes home mm-hmm. for spring break. I mean, summer vacation. She wants me to like wear my hair curly,
mm-hmm.
but it's a whole process. She got like 12 different products.
Right.
And then she got to run it through the whole from the root
yes.
to the tip.
Yes.
And it's a whole thing.
It's a process.
She wants to walk me through that process.
She wants to do it for you.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me how that works out for you. Because my curl pattern
yeah.
is awful. Like
well,
so,
yeah, because we've been getting our hair straightened.
Right,
because
we get it straightened. We have color in it. The color
yes, really messes it up.
Kills it.
Yeah.
But I have like different curl patterns in different parts of my hair.
Yeah.
It's horrendous.
So I'm probably not going to go through with this.
Well, I think you should.
Right.
I think you should allow her to try.
Okay.
And see what happens. But I kind of think, I don't know if yours can be... I don't know that you can do the same thing that she does.
No.
Because your hair is not the same as hers.
And my hair is older.
Right. And crunchy.
Yes.
And brittle.
No, I'm like, yes. And yeah. it is not. But she's been wearing her hair curly because it's so hot in Florida.
Right.
And she does say it takes more time and all that, right. But she loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like she was just keeping it real with you.
She was. Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. And so she, I think you're really trying to the say shadiness, she wasn't.
The shadiness is your curl pattern.
Robin is shady.
No, because mine is awful, awful. Yeah. I hate it.
Well, it is what it is. Okay. So I wanted to, last week I wanted to talk about Jamie Foxx and we didn't get the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So have you seen Jamie Foxx order the chicken wings?
No.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I don't know how this video got out, but it's Jamie Foxx ordering, I guess, for his family or whatever. So he orders 600 chicken wings.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Do you know how expensive chicken wings are these days?
I think Jamie can afford it.
Well, no, of course he can. Of course he can. What was happening? What?
Okay.
Was this a family reunion?
Okay. I'm trying to turn it up so Robin can hear.
200 lemon pepper barbecue wings to your son.
Don't make me stop blowing on this
phone. Baby, we'll go ahead and blow on it. Come on there. Lemon peppers. Oh, we coming. The all right. So we got
200 lemon pepper, 200 barbecue,
what else? What else you got?
Oh my God, this is at Wingstop.
Yeah. He ordered 200 lemon pepper.
Uh-huh.
He ordered like 200 hot and spicy and 100 barbecue or something crazy. Insane.
That is insane. I need to know what the occasion was. But I would love it if Jamie Foxx called my job singing in order.
Oh yeah, like, so she was singing back to him. She didn't think it was him.
What?
And that's why he kept saying, like, oh, you're going to be surprised when I come up there and get these wings.
Right.
I'm sure he sent somebody else. But
right.
Who the hell? And then, wait a minute. At the end, after he ordered, like, 600 wings.
Right.
She said, okay, thank you. Be ready in 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Okay. That blew me. So this particular wing stop has all of these wings just ready to 20 go.
20 minutes?
20 minutes.
Well, I would think 600 wings is, like, their daily amount right. of wings.
Right.
That they're
apparently
serving.
Not. They ready to whip up 600 wings in 20 minutes.
That's kind of scary.
Who are you telling?
Right. That's really scary when you think about just food production and what?
Well, the scary was Wingstop for me, but I'm not going to be shady. Now, do you eat blueberries?
I do. Yes.
How many do you eat?
So like every day. So like what did I eat today? Today I had blueberries in my yogurt.
Yeah.
I probably put like 15 in it.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. That's good.
Okay.
So a doctor reveals that blueberries make you smarter.
Oh.
Yes. So the extract or even the equivalent of one cup of blueberries has, improves your cognitive, your memory, your executive functioning. Multiple studies show for even children and adults across your lifespan.
Yeah.
If you eat blueberries,
okay,
you're going to be smart as hell.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I just know that blueberries are what they call a superfood. Like they're very extremely healthy. They're one of the fruits, I guess they're like they're a low glycemic fruit. You know, you have like watermelon and pineapple, which has a lot of sugar. Blueberries is lower on the glycemic index and it has tons of antioxidants.
Yes. So I need to get some blueberries.
Yeah, you don't eat blueberries?
I mean, not like that. Really? I mean, if I'm out somewhere and whatever I'm eating has blueberries in it, okay, cool. But I'm not like intentionally getting blueberries.
Oh, no. I intentionally get blueberries.
Really?
Yes. And that is like in my daily Greek yogurt or cottage cheese.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Usually for breakfast.
But you walk around your house in circles. So like that hasn't stopped you from doing that, Robin.
I know. I'm like, I didn't know about the cognitive benefits.
Yes, executive functioning.
Quite reaped them yet.
When is it going to kick in?
Right. I'm still waiting. I don't know, but
I know, but it will. It's going to kick in.
Oh Lord, I hope so. Oh my gosh. No, actually, the scary part is, oh my gosh, what if I didn't eat blueberries? What would my life be like?
Right. Listen,
look,
watch out, Juan. Robin's just gonna be walking around the whole yard in circles. Okay.
Right.
Juan gonna be like out the window, like, Robin, what's wrong with
you? I'll be a vegetable. Oh my gosh. That's the scary part.
Larry, but I do love the fact that, you know, we can pinpoint something to say, hey, that will help you.
Right. There's a direct connection. But you know, it's so funny. I saw a story on the, it like ran across the bottom ticker of the screen.
Yeah.
And it said, eating junk food in your teenage years, mm-hmm. like eating a heavily laden diet with junk food or whatever, I don't know, whatever the terminology is, in your teenage years leads to cognitive issues.
Oh, wow.
Later in life. And my first thought was, how did they determine that? Like, what?
Well, they do studies.
Okay, so when they did a study on people with cognitive issues,
yeah,
like they found that all these people ate junk food. I was just like, how?
Well, they do a junk food study, and they probably watch these people over decades, right? And then they see like the people that run into trees and walk backwards when they're supposed to be going forwards. They're not drunk. They just ate.
Lots
junk
of junk food
when they were in their teens.
But, and it's so funny because that would almost connect to maybe the blueberry thing. So blueberries are natural food, healthy, have all these benefits. So if someone is eating a lot of junk food as a teenager, they're probably not eating blueberries.
Yeah. So I need to.
But it's always interesting when you see these connect, when they have these studies and they make these connections between something you did as a child or, you know, a young teenager or whatever, and how it is affecting you as an adult.
Yeah.
I
need to go to Whole Foods and buy some blueberries.
Yes.
That's what my kid's going to be eating summer.
You eat yogurt, right?
What do
you
eat in oatmeal. The
morning? Oatmeal. I
can put in my oatmeal.
Put them in your oatmeal.
Yeah.
Oatmeal, cinnamon, you know, put blueberries with your cinnamon.
I put ginger, dry ginger in there.
Ew.
Ginger's good for your stomach.
It's benefits. I don't like ginger.
I mean, ginger is strong. It's an acquired taste.
Yeah. You know what else? Okay. Get fresh blueberries, but also get frozen blueberries.
Yeah.
Because if you put them in the microwave, they thaw out, but they also create like a blueberry kind of syrup.
Okay-ish. Look at Robin.
You know what I mean? So it's like, that is like a natural sweetener. So that's a good.
You're smart, good Robin.
Yeah, thanks.
Blueberries are paying off.
Yeah.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky, smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I sent this to Ashley because she lives in Arlington,
okay,
Virginia. Yeah, she lives in Arlington, Virginia.
Yeah.
Arlington neighborhood named as the best place to live in America.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why? What's so great about Arlington?
Arlington is very close to D.C.
Okay.
But has a suburban neighborhoody feel.
True.
You know, it's generally safe.
Okay.
I mean, I think, you know, if you look at a lot of those kind of polls or whatever, or yeah, stories, or a lot of areas in our area, uh-huh, the, you know, DMV surrounding areas are rated really high. And that's why it's expensive to live where we live.
I remember
I think it's the proximity to DC. So it's like you can have, like, you know, you can go into DC and do all the urban type stuff,
yeah,
and you're really close, you can go home into your Arlington neighborhood and live a suburban life.
Okay, I like that. And the schools are probably
right,
great and all, yeah, that for the kids. Okay, and the parks are clean.
Yeah, and so Ashley's response was like, yeah, that's why my house is so damn expensive.
Right, well, she didn't say that. She was like, yay. But I remember when she was moving out,
yeah,
of living with Michael, even though they lived in Arlington with, you know, the two of them did, she was adamant about staying in Arlington. And I, yeah, was like, I don't get it, sis. But, yeah, now I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, but I bet you Bethesda is probably,
yes,
two slots behind.
True. And probably true. Yeah.
Columbia is probably number 10. You know what I'm saying? Like,
very true. All right. Yeah. We got some emails and stuff to read. You guys keep sending
us
stuff.
Before we get to the email.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
It's like a dating, flirting
question. Yes. Okay. My favorite subject.
Yes. Because this I actually experienced firsthand. It was very interesting to see.
Okay.
So
somebody was flirting with you?
No.
Okay.
So Juan and I were sitting at a bar eating dinner.
Recently?
Recently.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And we were actually at Xenia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we were at the bar at Xenia. And then, so to our right, it was three dudes.
Okay.
One older man and then two younger guys. So they were, and the bartender's a female.
Okay.
So the three dudes, all of them, and the female bartender are just chit-chatting it up, right?
Okay.
Talking about,
I like that,
whatever.
Yeah.
They're talking about food and drinks and music and all this type of, mm-hmm, stuff, right?
And so, y'all, you're listening to their conversation? Are y'all adding to the conversation?
Y'all
are stalking them. What is happening?
We're not participating in their conversation.
Okay.
Yet, right?
Yet.
Okay. We can hear. It's like, I mean, they're right next to us.
In, okay,
the bar. You know, I mean, it's just, we go there a lot. So, you know, that's just kind of what ends up happening.
Okay.
Like, you sit at the bar and then you end up having conversations with people. Oh my gosh, I could have had a shady moment in that moment too. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'll just talk about it later. I mean, after the story. So they're all like chit-chatting, whatever, talking. So at one point, one of the guys says to the bartender, like, oh yeah, what's your Instagram?
Yeah.
So she tells her his Instagram. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, you know, follows her on Instagram.
Right.
So they keep talking and blah, 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 blah. And then she says something about, oh yeah, well, my boyfriend said blah, 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 blah. And so the dude was like, your boyfriend, your boyfriend.
What?
He's like, you just gave me your Instagram. What do you mean your boyfriend? You have a boyfriend?
Okay, I need to know the race of these people, okay? Because I feel like this plays into all of this, okay? This is hilarious. Okay, if I had to guess, these guys were white.
Yes.
Okay, because I don't know a black man.
The older man was black.
I don't know a black man being like, your boyfriend?
Yes.
What?
Yes. He. Oh my God.
So, I feel like a black guy would play cool.
Right. A black guy would have been like, oh damn,
right.
You got a boyfriend? Like that's what the a black guy would have been. He was like, your boyfriend. He was mad.
He was pissed?
He was so mad. It's so
hilarious.
So that leads to like my question. So then, you know, I'm like, wait a minute. So because she gave you her Instagram.
Right, which is public, by the way, I'm sure. Yeah, it's public.
Right. I'm like, so because she gave you her Instagram, that means that she was like
interested,
single and open to dating?
Yeah.
And he was like, yes.
Really?
Yes.
No.
So apparently he's in his 30s, like early 30s. Okay. Apparently this is the new way of people trying to like
get
with one another. Like this is the new way that this is the new way that guys, instead of asking for their phone number,
they ask for your Instagram handle.
Ask for your Instagram.
But it's public.
And the girl was like, what? She's like, it's just my Instagram. I didn't like give you my phone number. I mean, just ask my Instagram. Like, what?
I think this guy's on his own.
He's
the only one that feels
this
way.
It was like a debate, a conversation.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, so then we came to the So then I kind of determined like, okay, I guess these men expect you to say like when they're like, hey, what's your Instagram? For you to say, hey, you know, just want to let you know I have a boyfriend,
yeah.
But this is my Instagram handle.
What?
I don't know. But
no.
I was like,
no.
So question to you all listening.
Yeah.
Is this the new way of guys trying to holla by getting your Instagram?
I guess,
and it's so crazy. So then a week later, I'm in line at Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally peeped the same thing happen. It was a pretty young girl in front of me. And there was a guy, he was on his way out the door and he saw her and he turned around and he went up to her. And he asked her something, right?
Yeah.
And then he mentioned something about church or whatever.
Yeah.
And I heard him say, what's your Instagram?
What?
Yes.
And what'd she say?
And
I got a boyfriend?
And she gave it to him.
Okay.
And then he walked, you know, and then they closed the conversation and he walked away.
Oh, wow.
So then I asked her, I said, I got to ask you something. I said, I just heard him ask you for your Instagram.
Right.
Does that mean that he's trying to holla? Like, what does that mean? Is that how you all now start dating? And she was like, honestly, I don't know.
See? This is a new phenomenon.
Right.
Yeah. We need for our listeners to write us.
Right.
Let us know.
Right. Right. It was so crazy, but the guy was... He was
pissed. Maybe he was drunk.
How many
drinks had he had?
They were drinking. I think he was like drinking beer. I mean, he wasn't like...
he was just hot.
He wasn't belligerent.
Because
but
this
was
my thing. Instagram is public or it can be public, right?
Right.
But your phone number is private.
Right.
So I'm not going to give you my phone number if
exactly.
I'm not interested.
Exactly.
But you can go on... You can go stalk me on Instagram all you want.
You can go look at my Instagram page.
Yes.
It was so funny. So, yeah, this is a thing. I thought that was...
That's crazy.
We were just like... we were just dying. Like, I'm like...
Well, I did...
No
so,
way.
You know, the twins just got Instagram recently.
Mm-hmm.
And Angel posted a picture. This is new to me, too. Angel mm-hmm. posted a picture. And a boy that's interested in her
mm-hmm.
commented on her picture. But the comment was, like, very generic.
Right.
But it was the mere fact that he commented. Mm-hmm. So she was. So mm-hmm. then Adora was like, "Mom, he's interested in Angel." I was like, "Off of this dumb comment? No, he's not."
Right.
And so they were like, "Yes," because if he wasn't, he wouldn't have said anything.
Right.
I'm like, okay, guys, got to try harder.
Right.
Because this is absurd.
Right. And that's so crazy to me. It's like you're giving these guys a cop out. Really?
Yeah.
Like you're really making it easy for them.
Yeah.
But I mean. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm not mad at that because I'm talking about for the church girl, the girl in Chipotle.
Yeah.
They can start DMing each other.
Yeah.
And then you graduate to phone number.
Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yes. I like that.
And that's kind of like a way to weed them out.
Yeah. And it was funny. It was interesting. So she was open to it because she said, They were aligned. So he came up and talked to her about church.
Yeah.
And so when I asked her, you know, is this his way of trying to get with you? And she was like, I don't know, because, you know, for a long time, like maybe like a couple years now, I was, I can't remember the terminology she used, but she's also into church. And so she was like, you know, I wasn't into dating. Like I cut that part out of my life. Uh-huh. And I just recently asked God to send me, you know, I just recently told God that I'm open now to meeting people and dating, and to send me whatever. And then here he comes. And I was like,
all she had to do was go to Chipotle.
Right. And so I almost like wanted, I should have gotten her number so that I could have found out if they connected.
We can't be that invested. We can't be that invested, Robin. Okay. We got to walk away.
It was so crazy. So
I like that. That's a good scenario.
Yeah. Y'all tell us about that. So then, all right. So now I have another question.
Yes.
I got a couple. Yeah. See, these are like dating stuff. So I saw a post on Instagram. It felt like it was, all right, I'm a very skeptical Instagram watcher.
Okay.
Because I feel like everything is a skit. Everything. I feel like everything is planned. Everything is acted out. Everything is a skit.
Okay.
So I feel like this was a skit.
Okay.
Okay. But the girl was holding her camera, and a guy was picking her up for a date, and he's in the driver's seat, and he just reaches across the car and pushes the car door open.
Right.
And she's standing out there holding her phone, and she's, you know, filming him. And she's like, you're not going to open the door for me? And he's like, I mean, what? Like, get in. Like, you know, the
door's open.
Right.
The
door's open. And she's like, you're not going to open the door for me?
Right.
Like, I'm not getting in. He's like, I just drove 30 minutes here to take you on a date, and I'm about to take you to a restaurant and pay for you.
Right.
And she's like, but you're not going to get out and open the door for me? Like, so it just, they kept going like back and forth about him not opening this door.
Okay.
And then finally, he like gets out the car, opens the door, and then closes the door. And it was like, you know what? I'm leaving. You're being too difficult. I'm leaving. I'm not taking the date. I came all the way here and blah, blah, blah.
Was she in the car?
No, she didn't get in the car.
Oh, okay.
So he like got out, opened the door, and then like and then he like changed his mind.
Yes, this was a skit.
Right.
Yeah.
But the question is, if someone picks you up, if you're going on a date, it's your first date, they pick you up and they don't get out to open the car door for you.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? What do you do? Is that a deal breaker right away? Do you say something?
That would never be a first date for me. You're never picking me up from my house or picking me up from anywhere on a first date.
Right.
So let's just say this is date 4.
Okay.
And you pick me up.
Right.
Yeah. You need to open my car door.
Right.
Yes,
okay.
For sure.
So if he does not.
Yeah.
Are you saying something in that moment? Are you making a mental note? Are you, are you like going on the date and saying this is the last, the last time?
I think I would make a mental note.
Okay.
And then if it happened again, okay, I'd be like, player, you got to open my car door. Like, that's the gentlemanly, like, I'm an old school girl.
Right.
And I like for the man to open my car door. Yes, I would have that conversation.
I guess the telling part would be if he picks you up, you get in the car, you go on the date, and then now you're both in the restaurant or wherever.
Yes.
And then you're both walking to the car.
Yes.
Does he open your car door then?
He better.
Right. So that's
right.
So I feel like I would wait and see what would happen then.
Yes, before I like go off.
Yeah.
And I would not go off. It'd be a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was funny because like I'm looking, like I read through the comments and a lot of people were like on the guy's side. They were like, oh, she's being too difficult. She's being too demanding. Like, yeah,
forget her. And that's why none of them have a date.
Right.
Yeah, that's why they all on Instagram as opposed to on a date.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like so shocked. But then I'm like, okay. But she's standing there recording. It was just the whole part that she was recording it didn't feel genuine to me. But I thought it was a good
scenario.
Good question.
But some guys don't know that that's what they're supposed to do.
Right.
So, you know, it's a little like less. And some women, I think it's not important to them.
Right.
So it's about learning who you're dating.
Right.
Right.
But I think nowadays when people are dating, they're like picking apart every little thing.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like they're like looking for red flags to begin with. I think I probably would have opened the door myself, gotten in the car.
Yeah.
And then maybe later on been like, you know what? I just want to let you know, like, when you picked me up and you didn't open my car door, especially on a first date, that was kind of a turnoff.
Yeah.
And I would hope you don't do that anymore for anyone else or for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. I think I would just, but that's I don't think nice I would have stood there and been like, you're not going to open my door.
No. And he was right for not wanting to go out with her because it was the way she handled it.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have to handle things like an asshole.
Right. Yeah. Like, she didn't have to come at him in that way. She could have, even if she wanted him to open the door, she could have been like, you know what? Gentlemen are supposed to open the door for ladies. Yeah. It would be nice if you opened my door.
Right. Right, right, right. Okay. Yeah. I want to read this. I saw this. This is from Shamarion.
Yes.
Who we love. Gladden. Gladden?
Gladden.
Gladden. Okay. So the subject is, what would you ladies do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your husband and you are divorcing because he cheated and had a side baby on you.
Mm-hmm.
His side chick and children move in with him while you move into your own place.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, in the middle of the divorce, your husband goes to the doctor and finds out he has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They give him one day to live. So he dies the next day.
Damn.
You grieve and go to the funeral and all of that. Fast forward. One day you get a phone call. And it's the side chick saying that your husband has a $2.5 million life insurance policy that she can't get it because she's not his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get the money and give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
She says that she really needs the money because they're about to go into foreclosure on a house and take her car.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do, Robin? In this scenario, what would Robin do? Because y'all already know what Giselle would do.
Right.
Okay, so what would Robin do?
We know what Giselle would do. Okay, I am a very...
Robin, I'm about to go off. Okay, go ahead.
Let me talk.
Okay.
I'm a very understanding person. I'm a very empathetic person.
You are.
But ain't no way this woman is getting a penny.
Not one penny.
Not a penny.
Not a dime.
No.
No.
Not a penny.
But I'm trying to figure out why the wife didn't know about the life
about
insurance.
About their life insurance policy.
Yes, because that's not a new thing. The life insurance policy, he didn't just get that.
Right.
She should have been
especially
known about
in that.
Especially
in that amount.
Yeah, not 2.5.
Yeah.
So she should definitely know.
Well, whatever amount it is, 100,000, 50,000, yes. A million. No.
Now, like, would you give the baby some? Because that's his
no.
His child.
No.
I wouldn't either.
It's his stupid fault.
Yeah.
For.
Yes. For cheating with the side chick and having the baby.
For doing all of that.
All
and,
the things.
And for not setting them up. Whatever.
Yeah.
No. Like, and I mean, we don't have any time frame here. We don't know how long they were together or how long. You know, we don't have the time frame, but regardless, no, you ain't getting shit. Not a thing. This is for my pain and suffering.
Alone.
Yes.
Yes. You ain't getting a damn thing. Because yes. She moved. She had to move and get her own place. That pain and suffering right there.
Right.
Yes.
It's his fault. So y'all haven't even been together that long. And so it's your fault, side chick, that you don't have shit to begin with.
Yes.
So no.
So kick rock, yes. Side chick.
So yes.
Okay. Glad we aligned on that one.
Yes. You all right. Thought I was about to be
I
like...
was like, if you give this woman a dime, I'm leaving. Reasonably Shady is canceled forever. Okay.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening.
To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So Mallory Hole wrote, and she said, "Hi, love bugs. Literally obsessed with y'all since season one of The Real Housewives of Potomac in 2016. Wow. What is this, 2024?
Yes.
Wow, it's a long time.
Yeah.
So now,
when you look at pictures of us and our kids,
then,
and
I know, especially the kids.
Yes.
Kids were babies.
Kids were babies. We were so much younger. Like, I mean, we've been in a time warp.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Well, you know, all the stress that has come with being on The Real Housewives of Potomac.
You can see it.
Has aged us.
See it on our face.
Okay. It's funny. Like, remember when Barack's first 6 months
oh my gosh.
And his hair went
yes.
from black to gray overnight?
Yes. That's us.
Yeah. Okay. So raw, unfiltered, and unapologetically yourselves. We need that in this world more than ever. Anyways, I lost my mom in 2021 due to alcoholism. She was 51. She was my person to kiki with, especially driving to and from school or work. I always called her.
I'm sorry.
When I get in my car now, I turn on the episode of your podcast. It immediately brings me so much comfort, joy, and of course, laughter.
Aww.
But more than anything, it has filled a void for me in ways you cannot begin to imagine.
Wow.
Oh, that's so sweet. I absolutely love y'all. By the way, what about GEBs as a fan follower name? For Green Eyed Bandits, long E, like the beginning of Giselle. So pronounced. G-E-B's? Oh, G-E-B's. Isn't that what we say?
Yeah, I think she's saying something different. What is...
In the begin, like the beginning of Giselle. G...
So, We don't know what you're trying to say, Mallory. I'm
right.
sorry.
But she says, big hugs, Mallory from North Carolina. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't know how to pronounce that.
Yes.
Jabs. Jebs.
Jebs. That's what I would always pronounce it as.
Jebs?
Yes. In my head, when I would see it, I wouldn't say GEBs, or I would say Jebs.
Jebs. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jebs.
Okay.
The Jebs.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, so my, did I tell you my aunt died? I told you my aunt died.
Yes.
So she was, I think 90.
Yeah.
And she was amazing. My Aunt Joyce, my father's brother's wife.
Okay.
And, my cousin mm-hmm. went to go, was spending a lot of time with her before she passed away. Mm-hmm. So she would always say, can you put my stories on? And so my cousin was like, what are you talking about, your stories? Because stories is typically what they call...
Soap operas.
Soap operas, uh-huh. Right. And she was referring to The Real Housewives of Potomac.
Right.
And so she cute. Every night she wanted to see her stories. And she would... So my cousin would put it on. She would fall asleep after like the third minute.
That is so
but
funny.
But she wanted to see it. So I mean, that made me so happy to know that she was like wanting her stories.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be tickled by that. Speaking of stories, this is so funny. I saw this the other day. CBS ordered a new black soap opera. Daytime soap opera.
Oh, wow.
Yes. About like
that's
black,
nice.
Yes. About like wealthy black people.
When's that coming on?
I don't know, but I'm like, can I move to LA and be on
Right. I want to be on that. Can I do a cameo?
Can they film that here? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. That's amazing.
And I will totally watch that because I used to watch Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful. Like when I was like high school, college.
Yeah.
I just got out of it. I don't know. Just as probably I had kids and got a little bit busy.
Yeah.
But that would be amazing if they could do it and make it good like the ones that have been on for years.
Yeah, that'd be great. I thought they were all going away.
No, Young and the Restless still kick. I watched Young and the Restless the other day, the first time in years. Victor and Nikki Newman are still married. And like Jack and Victoria are still together. I was like, what?
Okay,
it was so crazy.
We are asking CBS if Robin and Giselle can be on the black
soap opera. Daytime soap opera.
Daytime soap, yes. So cool.
Oh, wait, before we get into another letter, I want to talk about, I know we like to share what we watch on TV a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you watched The Resident?
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Did I watch that? What's that?
It's like a Grey's Anatomy-ish hospital type show that aired on Fox for 6 seasons.
I don't think so.
So they just like uploaded them to Netflix. So you can like binge the whole...
The Resident? It's good?
It's so good.
Really?
So good.
Okay.
So good.
You need to consider a change before you kill any more patients.
Who's the hospital gonna believe? A third-year resident with a doctor that bills $20 million a year.
Go be one of those celebrity TV doctors. You looked the part.
You watch yourself, Conrad.
I would like drop in every now and then and watch with Juan. He completely binged it. And
okay.
It's like, you know, you're like, it's heartfelt, you're crying.
Aww.
And
I love
you know,
those.
you're happy.
Yeah.
Like it evokes so many emotions. And it's a really, I never watched Grey's Anatomy or ER or any of that.
Yeah, neither did I.
This one is not as like cheesy as those appear to me.
Okay.
This one is really, really good.
It's
so
good. Okay.
Yes.
I'll definitely watch that.
Yeah. Watch it.
Is it with a man and a black woman? Are they like the...
There's... Yeah. So...
The main characters?
Yeah. There is a black woman that's a main character. So it's a white man, a couple... Malcolm Jamal Warner is a doctor on there.
Okay. So I haven't seen that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll definitely watch it.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm still on Unprisoned.
Yeah, I haven't.
Lockdown.
Right, you mentioned
or lock
that.
Up. Yes,
I mentioned
it
on Patreon. Yeah.
So there's a prison in Arkansas.
How many? So like,
I think it's like eight episodes.
Okay.
I've only watched 2.
Okay.
But my heart be beating real fast.
What?
So
okay.
the sheriff uh-huh. decided they were going to try an experiment, put up some Netflix cameras.
Okay.
And open up. Oh, the prison was on a 23-1. So they're locked up for 23 hours. And they're out for 1 hour.
Okay.
So when they would open the doors for that 1 hour a day,
okay,
all these fights would break out because everybody's just pent up aggression. Everybody's pissed off. So all these fights would break out. So the sheriff was like, you know what? We're going to do something different.
Okay.
And in other countries, uh-huh. because they don't have such stringent lockups, it helps whoever is locked up get back into society better.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they don't have as many... Recidivisms, what's that word?
What?
Revisits.
When okay.
when you get free and then you come back off.
Oh, okay.
Recidivis. It's a word.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know that
it's
word.
It's not the word that I'm saying.
Okay.
But it's a word.
Okay.
Anyway, long story short, He was like, all right, in a week, we're going to open up the doors.
Okay.
6 days. They did a countdown. Uh-huh. And then finally, the sheriff came in and said, guess what, guys? Tomorrow, I'm going to open up the doors. And y'all are going to be free to maintain your own community. And there's going to be no guards. The uh-huh. guards are going to leave.
What? Okay. All day? 24/7,
365. One time somebody comes in is to give them food.
Okay.
So they can't leave their, they have the outside and right. they have like the inside area.
Yeah.
So they're not like in their
they're
little
just not
cell.
In their cell.
24 hours a day. So it was like hour one. Oh my God, what's going to happen? Hour two. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hour three. No fights. There have been no fights. Uh-huh. Everybody's good in the hood. Uh-huh. I'm only on day two.
Okay.
I don't know what happens.
How many days is
that? This is a project for 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And if they can maintain, uh-huh. they will keep it. This is what's driving the guys.
Okay.
They're all accountable for each other.
Okay.
So they're like, don't mess it up. You better not fight. You better not mess it up.
Okay.
So they're all like really being accountable.
Okay. So what makes it, so if there's no fighting or anything happening, then what makes it
good?
Yeah.
Because at any given second, somebody gonna go to hell off.
Really?
And right now the older dudes are trying to like be like the ones that are like running the shop.
Okay.
And the young guys are like, you ain't gonna tell me nothing. You better not say no more words to me, player, partner. And it's like they about to fight at any given minute.
Really?
So you're just petrified.
Are there any intimate moments?
One guy in the middle of the night, and I think they forgot that there was cameras, because uh-huh. one guy that you wouldn't suspect, not that, okay.
Right.
Anyway, one guy
right.
goes to say goodnight to his like friend.
Uh-huh.
And so he goes, he's like, all right, sweetie, I'll see you in the morning.
Okay.
So I'm just like, well, y'all could just slept together.
Right, right.
Since all the doors are open.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, see, I would think that since all the doors are open, they can do whatever. I would think we would be seeing some of that
yes.
going on. Some boning.
Right. So I saw on The Sopranos, you know, I binged The Sopranos, okay. which, by the way, Tony Soprano, rest in peace. But like he was played from the Himalayas. Yes. He was like he was the man.
Yes.
You know, one day I was like, Jamal, this is so freaking funny. And I was like, Jamal, did you ever see The Sopranos? Because right. like back in the day, like... I think we didn't watch The Sopranos.
Yeah. I think I need to rewatch it because yes. I was a lot younger and I didn't really know what I was watching.
Right.
So that'd probably be a good one to rewatch. Okay.
He was like, yeah, just I saw it with you. I said, Jamal, what are you talking about? You lying. He said, you were laying in the bed next to me. We watched right. The Sopranos.
Every
we were married.
Week, yeah. Right. Every week. You waited for it to come on.
I said, I don't remember. So yes. you didn't make a memorable player.
Right.
Anyway, what was I talking about? I can't remember what I was talking about. Tony Soprano.
Soprano.
Oh, Tony Soprano said.
Okay.
If you're in jail and you do any male on male
yeah.
stuff,
yeah.
it doesn't count.
Okay.
Because you can't get it any other way.
Okay.
So that's overlooked.
You can use your hand.
You can.
But okay.
It's overlooked.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
That does not mean, because they had this, on Tony okay. Soprano, they had this big, on The Sopranos, they had this big, because Tony had somebody in his crew that was gay and they didn't yeah. know. Back in the day, I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they ostracized him.
Okay.
I was like, okay, that was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Tony said, when you're in jail,
okay,
it doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
No.
Okay. So if we have any listeners in jail or out of jail. anyone who has been in jail or out of jail, whatever, yeah. send us an email.
And let us know if it
And let us know. You know, if that's
your thoughts
true,
on that.
If what Tony Soprano said is true, yeah. your thoughts, or just like school us, let us know.
Let us know.
Because that is a, I think that's a reasonable thing to be curious about.
I'm curious about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether that is, because I didn't know that, because Tony said it like it was a discussion. Like all the men in the world had a discussion and they all said if
right,
you're
and they agree.
In jail,
right,
you get a pass.
It
doesn't
matter.
What he said. You get a pass.
Right.
Okay. All okay. right, we're moving on. This okay. is our last one that we're reading for the day. Aminata Anderson.
Aminata, Aminata. Either Aminata or Aminata.
Yes. How you doing, girl?
What's up?
Okay, so she wrote us and said, Dear Robin and Giselle, in episode 128, you talked about the list of most educated countries. Mm-hmm. Robin said to holla if anyone listening was from Denmark.
Okay.
Okay. So that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay.
Holla.
Holla, Denmark.
My cousins and friends listen to your podcast and are huge fans
yes.
of the show.
Wow.
It is oftentimes the main topic of conversation.
That's awesome.
I love that.
And can I just tell you, mm-hmm. pause, when after I made the announcement about me not being on season 8 or whatever, season 9, I got so many messages from people in Europe.
Oh, wow.
Yes. They're like, I'm in England. I'm in, or even, and yeah, in Australia. I'm in Australia. I'm here. I'm there. Yeah. And who were just like devastated.
Oh,
we really, really need to go there and have a live show.
Yes, we definitely do. Yeah. I told you when I went to London, I was like attacked at Harrods. I went to Harrods and it was like, Gisele Bryant's here.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, how do y'all know me? Like, right. I was like floored.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're watching.
I was floored by the number of people that emailed from overseas.
So All right. So she said, and before you ask, yes, there is a Black community in Copenhagen, mainly second and third generation immigrants from Africa.
Okay.
Who knew?
That makes sense.
We're just very few, probably due to the weather.
Must be cold.
Okay. Yes. I can confirm the health care is free since we do pay high taxes.
Okay.
But it works really well that way. I like that. It is no secret that oftentimes lack of access to health care affects the educational rates. That's a whole topic of its own. Yes, it is. Anyway, love and support from Copenhagen. Holla!
Nice. Hi, Copenhagen.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's so nice. So that made me think about when I was in Toronto, the healthcare. Yeah. Canada has free healthcare. And my short period in Toronto, I was pregnant then with Corey, because Juan played for the Raptors. I didn't really like it. I guess it's just, as an American, we're used to like our private, our doctors with their private practices and stuff. But it just felt like routine.
You didn't get like any love?
Yeah. It felt like I was a number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was in a factory. Like when I would go to the doctor's office and I didn't like it. But you know, I mean, that's not to say that there's anything wrong with it. I'm sure the people in Denmark and Canada who have their free public health care like it.
Yeah.
Because that's what they know. But I just, for me personally, I didn't like it. I really liked having the more private practice experience.
When I was in France, the girls and I were with my girlfriend Erica and her kids, and one of her daughters hit her head.
Oh, yeah.
And it was bleeding. We had to go to the hospital. Erica took her to the hospital. The stitches and the whole process, $86.
Oh, wow.
Insane.
Wow.
That
for an American.
Here,
yeah.
Would have been outrageous.
Thousands.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think there's something too, like this kind of, you know, healthcare that doesn't like break the bank.
Yeah. Right. And how much, and you have to just wonder, like, how much are they marking up?
Everything.
The healthcare here.
Yeah. You remember this is the last thing. Remember my hysterectomy where that was like eight hours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had to pay for those 8 hours.
You did?
So my healthcare is, the surgery, it was going to be, where I had my healthcare set up, it was going to be a percentage that they paid for, maybe like 80-20
right,
split,
right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to pay thousands. Thank God
right.
I had the money to pay for it, but it was thousands of dollars because my surgery was so long.
Yeah.
And I can just imagine the number of people that, like, I didn't,
that
when
can't,
I went,
yeah.
well,
and
I
they
can't,
go into debt.
But more importantly, I didn't, my surgery, we thought was going to be 3 hours.
Right.
It was 8 hours.
Right.
So you can't predict that.
No.
And yes, thank God. I'm grateful that I'm able to pay for it. But people that are in a situation in which they can't, it's
right.
effed up.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. So in that sense, the public, it's like, so for me, I'm like, ew, I didn't like the public healthcare experience. But look at on the other side, it's like people have access to it.
Yeah.
Where, you know, only really the privileged have access to the private, you know, comfortable healthcare situations. It's messed up. It's messed up. And that's in, you know, I talked about the NBA players who were scamming the NBA healthcare insurance program.
Yeah.
But your surgery, like what you paid thousands of dollars for, that Juan's NBA healthcare plan would have paid for that. So when you have these NBA players who are scamming from their own healthcare insurance, it's like
the worst.
Why? We're going to get old. We're going to need stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
worst.
Yeah. But it's definitely a blessing. Like that's the NBA has great benefits and that's one of them.
Yeah. Well, we love y'all in Denmark and everywhere. We love y'all. We totally appreciate y'all. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both. Bye.
Bye. Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.